Remember that. Well, we're going to have to cut it off there, Doug. And again, thank you for all that information on Central and South America. That was Doug Vaughn giving us an update on news from Central and South America. Joe Yuhas was here, Ibrahim Kazrouni, and Yukari Miyamai. Want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. And I've been your host, Jim Nelson, for Hemispheres this evening. And thanks again for tuning in. So stay tuned later this evening at 10 p.m. for the heavy set. And then at 8 o'clock, other fine musical program, Corriente, comes on. And coming up next, we have the cabaret program. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. It's time now for the cabaret program with your host, Riley Ann.
All right. The time is now 7 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. And I'm your host, Riley Ann, and I'm thrilled to be joined for the cabaret program with the Shapiro Brothers from Kansas.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Riley.
Yeah. Do you want to start off with a few tunes?
We do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to say it's Shapiro. It's so not phonetic and hard. And also, we're from Kansas City, which is on the Missouri side, at least the part that we live in. And just want to clarify that for the good folks at home before we play these songs about Kansas and Missouri. We're gonna start off with one about Missouri. It's the Show Me State. Here we go. It's called Persephone.
Weather Service in Denver has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Western Arapahoe County in northeastern Colorado, southwestern Denver County in northeastern Colorado, until 7:30 p.m. At 6:49 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Englewood, or 5 miles south of Denver, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Denver, southwestern Aurora, Centennial, Littleton, Englewood, Greenwood Village, Sheridan and Buckley Air Force Base. Precautionary, preparedness actions, for your protection move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways.
In my eyes and the stars in my grin, then the fields will open up, we'll all fall in, the truth will finally come true. The hunger will grow, but we'll pretend we don't know how this will end. Oh, but we do.
Persephone.
Yeah. We like to call that the unofficial state song of misery.
Because most people don't know the official state song, but it happens to be the Missouri Waltz. But most people do know the state song of Kansas.
That's right.
Even if they don't know that they know it. We're going to play that one next.
We just got here today. We left Kansas City this morning and drove across the whole state of Kansas. So we thought this would be a fitting tune to play since we've arrived. One, two, three.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, but seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Where the air is so pure, and the zephyr so free, and the breeze is so balmy and light, I would not exchange my home all city's so bright. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy.
Hope you were singing along with us at home there.
I think we both
in your car, wherever you're listening.
We both learned that tune back in elementary school, I think.
Mm-hmm. This next song is something that Chad Brothers and I wrote together, and it's inspired by a lot of those slow country waltzes. Also on the blues side. This one is called Here and Now, and takes a little bit to tune for it.
But I can go ahead and get started. Yeah,
yeah, if you want to go ahead and start.
Day that you said goodbye was a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or
Friday or a Saturday night. All that I know is you're here now, with your arms wrapped around me so tight. There were some wrongs in our past, dear, I'd rather not remember right. I can't remember forgetting the slow dance of dread we were doing, the crazy eyes, the angry drives that sped down the road to our ruin. No, I can't remember forgetting the history of hatchets we threw. But if I forgot, oh, remind me now, I'm here in the now with you. But a token thrown in the lion's mouth. Still I can recall when we first met, the spirit was flowing between us with a faithfulness so pious and pure. But I can't remember forgetting the hurt and the heartaches we knew. But if I forgot, remind me now, I'm here in the now with you. Yes, if I forgot, remind me not, I'm here and now with you.
That was really nice.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Again, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and we have the Shapiro brothers here from Kansas City, Missouri, and it's a real treat to have you guys in the studio.
It's so great to be here. This is our second time here, and we had so much fun last time we had to come back, so this is a definite stop on our tour anytime we come through Colorado now. So.
That's great. I'm glad it is. So do you want to introduce yourselves and kind of how you formed and how you developed your sound?
Totally. I am the brothers portion of Shapiro Brothers. My name is Chad Brothers, and I live in Kansas City now with Miss Shapiro, and we have been playing music together now for three and a half years-ish, touring for the last year or so. I don't know.
Chad quit his corporate job in September to go full-time musician.
Yeah.
And, wow, we haven't really looked back since. This is our fourth tour, and we're working on an EP. Yeah, it's been good. It's great to be back out in the mountains.
Yeah. So So I am Chad Brothers. She's Mikal Shapiro. That's how we get the name Shapiro Brothers. I think sometimes it confuses people a little bit.
Especially when we kiss.
So, a lot of times people think we're going to be two guys, but we surprise them. It's all in good fun. But we're in town now for this Colorado summer tour that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. This is our first stop on the tour. We're playing this week kind of in the area here, in the Denver, Boulder area. We have a show tomorrow night at the Walnut Room in Denver.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So it's our first time at the Walnut Room, and they've been nothing but nice via communication. So we're really excited to get over there and play some music in Denver tomorrow night. So I guess with that said, should we play some more?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right. Do we want to do this Roger Miller tune?
Sure.
We're really loving on some old Roger Miller. I was reading about him, and it turns out one of his inspirations was Dr. Seuss, which makes sense because his rhyming is so funny and imaginative. And this song is, in particular, is fun because you'll just have to listen. It's a love song.
Yeah, it's called Reincarnation. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If I was a bird and you was a fish, what would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like reincarnation? If I was a tree, you were a flower, what would we do? I guess we'd wait for the power of reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like reincarnation? I love you, don't you know I always will. You're a girl and I'm a boy, but suppose if you were a rose and I was a whippoorwill. If I was a bird, you was a fish, what would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like reincarnation? Do 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 bow bow. You know I always will. You're a girl and I'm a boy, but suppose if you were a rose and I was a whippoorwill. If I was a tree, you were a flower, what would we do? Guess we'd wait for the power of reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like reincarnation? Do 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 bow bow.
So silly. I love that song. Roger Miller, Reincarnation. While we're on the subject matter of the afterlife, I will do an original here. It's called This Way to Heaven. This is on my last album titled The Musical. And it's something that came to me in a dream, I suppose.
This way to heaven, this way to heaven, way down through the Sycamore Valley. Free all your lovers, love all your brethren, and tell them you'll love them forever. Forever. sing. You've buried your courage within them. Ooh.
Ooh. This way to heaven.
That was really beautiful.
Thanks.
Thanks, Riley.
Yeah, I love that stop near the end.
We like those specific compliments like that. That's cool.
When I first started playing music, I was 19, and when I got my first guitar, and I tried to...
National Weather Service in Denver has issued a flash flood warning for northwestern Arapahoe County in northeastern Colorado, southwestern Adams County in northeastern Colorado, Denver County in northeastern Colorado until 8:45 p.m. At 7:08 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Up to 1.5 inches of rain has already fallen. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Some locations that will experience flooding include Denver, Aurora, southern Thornton, southern Westminster, northwestern Centennial, Commerce City, Littleton, North Glen, Englewood, Greenwood Village, Federal Heights, Denver International Airport, Sheridan, DIA Terminal and Concourses, and Buckley Air Force Base. Precautionary preparedness actions. A flash flood warning means that flooding is imminent or occurring. If you are in the warned area, move to higher ground immediately. Residents living along streams and creeks should take immediate precautions to protect life and property.
Saint Host, best joke is the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't need no heroin. Cocaine did the good ones in. Whiskey took them down the most. Uh-huh. Best drug is the Holy Ghost. Mary Jane's too slow to dance. Moonshine couldn't stand a chance. No, the best drug is the Holy Ghost. Father John to Sister Anne, best drug is the Holy Ghost. Florida to Pakistan, best drug is the Holy Ghost. Presidents to Calvary, movie stars on LSD. Everybody, you and me, best drug is the Holy Ghost. Jimmy, Janice, Johnny Cash, Jesus Christ and Nazareth. Other ones may have held them tightly and they saw the light. Oh, the best drug is the Holy Ghost. Best drug is the Holy Ghost. Embrace the one who loves you most. Best drug is the Holy Ghost. Other ones, they may hold you tightly and you'll see the light. Oh.
All right, Chad Brothers, do it.
Share again. Then I went and scored some more. I opened up a candy store. The feds, they caught wind. I closed the door. Now I'm headed for the coast. Oh, the best drug is the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. Best drug is the Holy Ghost. Embrace the one who loves you most. Uh-huh. Best drug is the Holy Ghost.
'cause Stevie Wonder, he's my man. Holds it down like no one can. Takes us to the promised land. That's right, Stevie Wonder, he's my man. Oh, where'd you think he got that grin? He went and took the spirit in.
Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Nice. So I'm curious, you know, you just played us a blues tune in that part of the country, and, you know, Missouri is, you know, there's a rich history of blues music in that general region of the country. Mm-hmm. How much do you feel that the geography of where you are impacts your songwriting?
You want to take that one?
Sure. So much. I mean, I'm influenced most by the people in my community that I play with and go see play. You know, it's that that face-to-face, ear-to-music connection that I really gets into my bones. And a lot of that is from the legacy of Kansas City's blues and jazz history. A lot of the people that I play with come out of that history. And like Winfield, Kansas, where Chad's from, I mean, that music that came out of Winfield, the Bluegrass Festival there, Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival, I mean, it certainly influenced him and his picking.
Yeah, definitely. I think we both absorb quite a bit from our surroundings, definitely.
Yeah.
Whether it be jazz, blues, bluegrass, country, there's a lot of that in that region where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a big impact on us and our songwriting.
Yeah.
That's great to have such a rich area to pull from.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a really good scene in Kansas City that's sort of growing since I've lived there. I've lived there for 12 years, and there's a really good music scene that seems to be gelling together. Nice community. A lot of people collaborating. A lot of good world-class musicians coming out of the area. So we're very proud of our city and our hometown, and we like to advocate for it whenever we get out. You know.
Hashtag Kansas City.
Right,
love.
Right.
KC Pride.
That's yeah.
Right.
No, it's great to have a sense of community in music, localities.
Absolutely.
And I understand that you've been collaborating together on songwriting as well as writing independently. What has that process been like?
Well, I think we both kind of have our own styles of songwriting or our own game when it comes to songwriting. Macal writes, she writes quite a bit more than I do.
Lyrically,
yes. But we have, over the last year, on a few different songs, we've started to collaborate together, and it's been very fun. I think we're just now learning how to write together. You know, it's a different process to write together than it is to write personally by yourself. We're starting to dive into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a song called Almost Ready that we wrote together, but it's not quite ready yet. So we'll play that next time we come on KGNU.
Sounds like it's appropriately titled,
right,
then.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Maybe we cursed ourselves. We should have just called it It's Done.
Right. That's what we'll change it to that when we finish the song.
The finished song.
Right.
Yeah. And that song is about kind of our domestic lives. I mean, at co-writing, we're having to, you know, draw from common experiences. It's not quite as, like, individual, personal. It's more like about, like, coupleship and domesticity and,
sure.
and our collective views, maybe even a little more universal, you know. But that's fun. The co-writing is obviously part of the music industry and has been for a really long time, but I'm not quite sure how other people do it. And I feel like we're kind of creating our own balance with it and but I'm curious. Cause it can be really frustrating too. You know, you sit down and you write something and someone comes and edits it, or, you know, we go back and forth and, you know, we get attached to certain things that we've created, but we have to kind of loosen that attachment and let the other person's influence come into play.
Right. Yeah, you have to, it's a give and take. And I think sometimes just that give and take, you know, learning when to give and when to take, I think is like that's part of it, I think.
In everything.
In everything, right, exactly. Let's be flexible.
That's right. That's coupleship in general, I think. Yeah, so certainly reflects in our songwriting, and yeah. I look forward to writing more songs with you,
absolutely.
Chad Brothers.
Yes, let's do it.
Well, how about we play some more songs?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great for me.
All right. Thanks again, Riley, for having us, and George in the booth back there, and KG and you listeners. This next song is called Two String Blues.
The movie's moving fast, she's gotta take it slow. She can't get too far without a place to go. The fates are singing lullabies behind her eyes. She hasn't seen a shark since she dove right in, riding right behind an atomic sun. She's swimming through a starlit space, a searching for her happy place. Yeah, yeah. Well now, Alice, don't you miss your wonderland. You've got to reach on through, pull yourself on it. So come on down the road, she wants to see your face, she wants to know your name, she wants to know your place. In this everlasting world of our stumbling grace, she wants to show you how she gets to know you now. She wants to tie your tongue while she plays her licks, she wants to be the one who gets her kicks off making a buck while she's turning tricks. She wants to show you how she gets to know you. Now the ghosts are whispering from the mirror. They're saying, baby, why don't you come on over here? They say, Alice, don't you miss your wonderland? You got to reach on through and pull yourself. She can't get too far without a place to go. The fates are singing lullabies behind her eyes.
Two String Blues.
Yeah.
The story goes, Mikal only knew how to play two strings when she wrote that song.
I was just starting out. You know, maybe that's all you need. Three chords, two strings, one chord. I'd like to try it. Maybe we can co-write a one-note song together.
I bet it's out there somewhere. I'm sure we'll find it.
It's called Simple Core. It's a new genre. Folk music. How about we play one of our influences?
Okay.
Some Hank Williams Sr.
Sounds great.
You might recognize this one.
One, two, three, two.
Hear the lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too fly. The midnight train is moaning low. I'm so lonesome I could Have you ever heard a robin weep when the leaves begin to die? That means she's lost her will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Lights up a purple sky. As I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
So lonesome. Hank Williams Sr.
We were just on tour back in April, and we were in Green Bay, Wisconsin at a show, and we were out shopping around during the day, and we went to a record store and bought them out of all of their Hank Williams Sr. CDs. So that made for some good road listening later.
Yeah, we cried a lot that tour.
Drank a lot of beer.
Whiskey. So
I guess real quick, maybe... If you're just tuning in, we are Shapiro brothers. If I can say Shapiro
it's
brothers.
It's a hard one, Shapiro, because it's spelled like Shapiro, and my family just refuses to change it. They're so stubborn.
Well, they're very good people.
And you've got such an easy last name, Brothers.
Right.
Except people sometimes confuse you for the Chad Brothers. Like there's multiple Chad Brothers.
Right. They think I'm a set of brothers. So
right. And they think we're a set of brothers, which is really funny to us all the time. It's kind of why we chose the name.
Well, that and it's our last names.
But, yeah. I mean, we can't help that.
So I guess if you just tuned in, we're from Kansas City, Shapiro Brothers. We're playing at the Walnut Room in Denver tomorrow night with Kathleen Murray from California. It should be a great show.
Yeah.
I believe that starts at 8 p.m. It's when the first act starts. So, and we'll talk about some of our other. We have some other tour dates.
We'll be in the Denver area for about a week.
Yeah. So we're
playing around some veg fests.
Should we go over? Should we mention those dates now? I guess, is that okay?
Yeah. Sure, that's fine. And if you have social media or a website that people can kind of track that.
Yeah. We're on Facebook. Our website.
Our website, ShapiroBrothersMusic.com, and Shapiro is spelled like Shapiro. And we're on, the Facebooks and the Instagrams. At least I am. My name's Mikal Shapiro. You can, I totally tagged the bananas out of my Instagram account, and that's like blow by blow of our tour. It's mostly for my mom, because she follows along at home, and gotta keep her
keep the family up to date.
Right, so. That's right.
You got an Instamom.
Yeah, Instamom, that's right.
We're playing at the Walnut Room tomorrow night.
And then
in Denver,
Golden
on Thursday
Moon
night,
Speakeasy.
We're playing the Golden Moon Speakeasy from 7 to 10 p.m. in Golden.
Do you want to tell them when the next one is?
Friday night, we're playing at...
Kinfolks.
In Manitou Springs. Saturday, we're playing at Veg Fest in...
Golden, Colorado.
At noon. And then Sunday we're playing at the...
Pearl Street.
Old South Pearl Street.
Farmer's Market.
South Pearl Street Market on Sunday.
In
Denver.
Denver.
That's right.
Teamwork. You got that out. This next song, we'll go into another song. All right, here we go. This is called For Good.
Well, I'm gonna leave you for good this time. I'm gonna leave you for good. I'm gonna take your things back to your mother's, just like I promised I would. Then I'm gonna move to the city, yeah. back to school. I'm gonna trade all my gold for some paper. Prove to you I'm not a fool. Then I'm gonna move to the country. I'm gonna build me a house made of wood, where you can come to visit me. After I've left you for good, but I'm gonna leave you for good this time. I'm gonna leave you for good. I'm gonna take your things back to your mother's, just like I promised I would. Then I'm gonna buy me a ticket. I'm gonna fly overseas. I'm gonna find me a man with the courage to stand by me as I do as I please. Then when I've settled for nothing, maybe I'll settle for you. Show up on your porch Monday morning, just like you said I would do. But I'm gonna leave you for good this time. I'm gonna leave you for good. I'm gonna take your things back to your mother's, just like I promised I would. Broke my heart with a hammer just to steal all pieces and run. And someday, well, you're gonna read it. You're gonna flip through those pages and cry. But you'll think it's about some other woman pining for some other guy. So I'm gonna leave you for good this time. I'm gonna leave you for good. I'm gonna take your things back to your mother's, just like I promised I would. Then I'm gonna move to the country. I'm gonna build me a house made of wood, where you can come to visit me after I've left you for good.
Good.
That's really beautiful and heartbreaking.
That took me 7 years of bad luck to write that one.
Wow, I can hear the Hank Williams Sr. in that one.
Yeah, right?
I think I need to cry in a beer right now. So I'm curious, it sounds like you spend a lot of time on the road touring, which is awesome. And how do you balance being on the road with still writing new songs?
You definitely have to make time, I think, for writing.
In the bathroom, mostly. No, just kidding.
You know, I think we're starting to figure out a rhythm on when we like to go out on the road. Excuse me. A lot of times, we're so busy when we're out touring that we don't really, like, when we don't have a lot of time when we're out on the road to do very much writing. We do most of our writing at home, but I definitely think carving out time and space is necessary.
This tour is different, though. We're going to write some, we're determined to write on this tour. You know, things will come to you on the road while you're driving and as the scenery is going by and you're watching the nature channel, you know. And I think that we're starting to capture some of those thoughts, some of those poetic thoughts in those moments of those long drives. And we already wrote some stuff down on our drive here from Kansas City.
Yep, that's true.
And so we'll just keep adding to that and see where it takes us. But it is hard. As a person who writes a lot, I need total silence and space sometimes. It's hard to cancel things out of your head unless you can create that space, and that can be hard to find on the road. Sometimes it's in the pillow, you know? Sometimes the space is about the size of your head. That's about all you get, and you just gotta focus and stick to it, yeah. Sometimes songs come to me, but sometimes I have to work at them, and I think that's probably pretty normal, right?
Yeah, is definitely. That's normal.
Is that normal? Okay.
Yes, yes, you're normal.
No, I think, what you're saying is really great, that, you know, being able to carve out time for any kind of art, and, you know, it sounds like you do keep pretty busy on the road, but I really look forward to hearing what song comes out of, or songs comes out of this tour.
Thanks,
yeah. So
I know something good will come out of it for sure.
Yeah, we do have some camping time. We have like 3 days in the middle of this tour, and so maybe we'll get some campfire songs out of it. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that some of your songs sound like they're 50 or 60 years old. It's really cool.
Cool, yeah.
And I like how you incorporate some really, as you put it, sort of iconic Americana songs like Home on the Range. So what's the value for you of keeping those songs in your set?
I think, there's a simple, you know, just a simple thing of like having sing-along songs. I think sometimes you can, you know, if you can play a song that people can sing along to, that's something that we can sing as well, you know, that we feel good about doing. So I don't know. Home on the Range is one of those songs that kind of, when we play it, we look out in the audience and everybody, you know, at some point or another seems to be singing along, which is just a good feeling, I think.
Also, we found that that our generation learned that in school, but the younger generations don't necessarily know it. And so it feels a little bit awesome to be able to share that song with some kids who have never heard it before. I mean, it's such a beautiful song, the imagery in it. It does have about 20 different verses, but we kind of cherry picked the ones that we wanted to sing that really resonated with us, and it's something that we can, you know, you would think it's such an iconic song and maybe even cliche, but to really bring a spirit to it and really delve into it as you're singing Home on the Range, something you sang in maybe kindergarten or something, you know, it's something really innocent and lovely about doing that with an audience, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, I think we have time for maybe two or three more songs if you want to share those. I'm really enjoying listening to what you have to offer as the Shapiro Brothers.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Riley. All right. Well, maybe we'll do kind of a fun one. It's called Familiar Strangers.
You were waiting on the couch while everybody else said goodbye. I was holding down the floor across the room in the corner of your eye. You made your move. You said, darling, it's no time to be shy. And I said, baby, you don't know me at all. I want to start a band. Let's start a band.
Let's start a band.
I'll play the trumpet. And you can sing. We won't make it very far, my dear. But staying here is the next best thing. And I won't mind if you want. You can pretend you are king. And you said, baby, you don't know me. Oh, and how I love your face. Like the sea loves the shore. I love you more than all the stars in the sky. You said that's pretty good. I still love you more. Maybe later tonight we can finally settle that score. Oh-oh. Strangers. I think we'll do a couple more, or one more. Let's see how it goes timing wise. But it's, again, I just want to thank you, Riley, for having us on Cabaret, and we're looking forward to playing these shows around town, around the mountains. You want to do, we have a couple more. Gun Hill Road, Into the Light, either of those, one of those.
Let's do Into the Light.
All right, it's kind of a longer one, so we'll try that one. I'm ready if you are.
And our dreams, they've been strong late. Lifetimes long, we awake in a sweat. We awake in a song. They drove us home nightly, and just when we gave them all we could give, they built us a garden to ease all our suffering. Office. We traded our halos for shotguns and train rides, we've jaded our heroes and then asked for their guidance. And just when they gave us all they could offer, we built them a statue to hold all their suffering. But up into the light we'll go. They said, stop reading signs. Our heads full of conviction, we've yet to define. And our dreams, they've been strong of late. Lifetimes long, we awake in a sweat. We awake in a song. Oh.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Riley.
Again, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the Shapiro Brothers on KGNU's Cabaret program. I hope you enjoyed tonight's program, and look forward to seeing how your tour goes with tomorrow at the Walnut Room.
Thank you. That's right, yes.
Great.
Yeah, we'll hope to see some people out there, some friendly faces.
Yeah, we have all our information at ShapiroBrothersMusic.com.
That's right.
All right, thanks again for tuning in.
You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente. You're tuned into KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org. My name's Danielle, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing Latin American music from all around the world. Estás escuchando a KGNU's Corriente.
Mi bien da pena que tanto tiempo perdí. Ven que te quiero y
sin tu amor no puedo vivir. Te quiero y no niego, mi corazón es para ti. Te quiero y da miedo que pronto acabe de existir. Todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida. La fe que me nace es por ti, mi vida. Todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida. Todo lo que tengo. Mi bien, ya ves que sigo esperándote aquí. Mi puedo vivir. Te quiero y no niego, mi corazón es para ti. Te quiero y da miedo que pronto acabe de existir. Todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida. La fe que me nace es por ti, mi vida. Que quiero yo lo haré en la vida. Todo lo que tengo. Todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida. La fe que me nace es por ti, mi vida. Todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida. Todo lo que tengo. Que me